get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 764, we're going to talk about conditional logic and what the heck is it in forms on a website and why or when you might need it. So before we dive in, this episode is sponsored by WP the Podcast. I'm just kidding. Might as well have some fun, right?
Yeah, there we go. So for those that don't know, conditional logic, it's a programming method, programming term. Basically, it's if this, then that, right? And so with programming, that logic is used like constantly. If this happens, if this condition is met, then do this action, right? And like that's generally what programming is. And so now we're not talking about writing code or programming. What we're talking about is forms, but good form plugins, premium form plugins, will actually have conditional logic built in where you can, you know, if a certain criteria is met, then you can do certain things. And so it makes, rather than just a simple like static form, you can actually make your forms more dynamic, which is really, really cool. And so we're going to share some examples of it. So since I kind of defined what it was, David, why don't you jump in and give some, an example
I think there are lots of good use cases for when you would want to do conditional logic. I think the first and most important, and it's going to apply to no matter what your reasoning is, but if you have a time or an instance where you want to take a customer through a journey to get specific information from them, it's a great time to use a conditional logic form. So I don't know how to describe it other than making up an example. And for whatever reason, real estate is in my brain. Because years ago, we had a real estate company that wanted us to develop a plugin for them, which we did. And my brain just kind of exploded because they were using conditional logic. And I felt like it was a great opportunity for user acquisition. So if you wanted to get new customers, for example, you may have a lead magnet on your website at the top of your website, which is basically a form. It may be like, find out the value of my home, and then they click, okay, let me find out what the value of my home is. And it takes them to a form and they are starting to answer questions that you've already pre-populated. And depending on what their answer is going to determine what the next question is. Do you own or rent your own home? Oh, I own it. Boom. It takes them to a field which may say, how many square feet does it have? And if they chose rent, it may kill it altogether because, or it may take them to a question like, are you interested in buying a home? What's my home value example and rent and own? Doesn't make a lot of sense, but you kind of get where I'm going with it and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a great opportunity. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, and that's a great example because that shows how dynamic you can make forms where it's constantly changing based off of what the user is putting in. And so it can make this data collection super powerful, and you can get a lot of really good data specifically for that exact person based off of, you're asking questions that's only relevant to them rather than having all the questions there and them being like, nope, not applicable, you know.
Yeah, and
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I thought of another example as you were talking, but you
okay. So another example could be, so like in David's example, that's changing the fields. So new questions are coming up based off of the answers to the previous questions in the form. But you could do conditional logic So that it's the form itself is sent to different departments based off of their input. So say, for example, someone says, you know, the question is like, is this a, like, are you an existing customer or a potential future customer, right? So then it's like, is it a sales question or is it a support question? Well, if it's a sales question, then you can have the conditional logic automatically route the form to the, what did I say? If it's a sales question, to the sales department. But if it's a support question, then it goes to the support team based off of how they answer that question. And so it's not so much changing the form fields based on that question, but what happens once they hit submit changes.
Absolutely. Another good example of when you may want to use like conditional logic is if you're hiring someone. We do it all the time. You know, we have a, you know, do you have any experience in this, you know, role that you're, as opposed to a blank form where it's like, you know, your traditional employment application, you can make them very, very dynamic. And like Tim says, you know, you can send it out to wherever you want after the fact, put it to the right party, hot lead, super hot, you know, no good, yeah. You know, we're not contacting this, not a good fit, whatever. It's just a really, really powerful way to use forms on your website. And I think people don't really realize that, that they have that flexibility and ability. And conditional logics has been around WordPress ever since I've started with WordPress back in 2013. So almost 10 years ago, it was in forms. And I still think it's way underutilized for the power that you actually have. Especially from a marketing standpoint, like Tim was talking about the data acquisition, you know, when people willingly come and give you input and feedback, man, it makes it so much easier for you to close them or sell them if you have all of this knowledge, you're armed with the facts already and stuff. So don't underestimate the power of conditional logic and forms.
Yeah, for sure. And another, I guess this isn't a specific example, but most form plugins, in addition to being able to have conditional logic, also have integrations with third-party software, right? Like, for example, Gravity Forms integrates with Help Scout and Slack and MailChimp and ActiveCampaign and GetResponse and Zapier for even more integrations and stuff. And so you can actually pair integrations with conditional logic to have some really complex automations so that if a user selects a certain answer in the form, it'll do something specific in that integration, right? So if they answered the question that, like in David's example, like they're a homeowner, okay, well, it's going to tag them as a homeowner in the email marketing software, right? And so you can do really cool stuff like that and pairing the integrations with conditional logic to do essentially really complex automations without having to touch code, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it's not as complicated as you may think it sounds. It's pretty simple. If your brain can think of it, if you can literally think of the way that we open this episode, if then, if this, then that. So if they choose this, then show them this. It's super easy. It's not super complex. And like Tim said, no coding or anything. It's just basically clicking buttons and stuff, which is, you know, I love that.
Yeah.
I like to just click
exactly.
The buttons.
It's just kind of thinking through those steps and, you know, maybe even drawing them out, you know, with, you know, a pen and paper of like, you know, from a high level, what happens, you know, that can be a good way to visualize it too, especially when you're doing some really complex and there's a lot going on, you know, for simple stuff like my example, like, okay, if they select that this is a sales question, go to the sales team. Okay, well, that's pretty self-explanatory. You don't really need to think it through very hard.
I think we've covered it, Tim. Are we good?
We are good.
Tomorrow we've got another great topic in episode 765. We're going to tell you where the best place to host videos online is. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.